إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد my dear brothers and sisters, in financial analysis or investment analysis, there is a very common term we use, a very common tool we use, which is called ROI, return on investment. So when you are assessing any project to invest in, or you are assessing the shares of a company or whatever that you want to invest some money in, you work out the projected return on that investment, and you say, well, how much return or percentage of my investment, what return will I get on this particular investment? And then if you are comparing different investments, then you compare them on this basis of return on or projected return on investment, and you then invest in the thing that is going to give you the maximum return. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Obviously, why would you invest in something which gives you a lower return when you have the option of investing something which gives you a higher return? This is a straightforward straightforward reasoning, straightforward logical analysis that we use in all forms of investment analysis. Now, therefore, we need to apply the same thing when we are looking at our lives and the things that we invest in. Because at the end of the day, the return on our investment we are going to get with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the place where we are going to get our return. Ujurahum yawm al-qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the return will be given on the Day of Judgment. Now, what do we invest in? We have two major currencies that we use for investment in our lives. One is time, the other one is money. So we must look at both of these and say that where do I invest my currency in? What are the kinds of things that I am investing my currency in, and what is the return that I am going to get for that investment? Because remember, this currency is given to us in trust. Both time and money is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in trust. And like anybody who gives you something in trust, he will ask you for an account and say, okay, I gave you this much, what did you do with it? And that's what we are going to be doing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will say, I gave you this much of time, meaning our lifespan, and I gave you this much of money. What did you do with that time and that money? And we know that these are the questions of the Day of Judgment. So I'm not saying this just out of my imagination. These are the questions on the Day of Judgment. What did you do with your life, meaning your time? What did you do with your youth, that specific period of time when you have the maximum ability to fulfill your desires? And then Allah will ask, what did you do with the money, meaning that, where did you earn it, where did you spend it, and so on. So the thing is that we need to therefore analyze, what are we doing with our time? Now, we tend to do one of three things. We either, those of us, may Allah give us all this hidayah, we invest time in things which are high return. So whether it is ibadah, reading Quran, dhikr, salah, and so on. So these are high return things. So you will spend this time in that activity, and it gives you a very high return. Similarly, all forms and all actions of general good. So somebody working in a hospital, somebody cleaning a street, somebody working to save the environment, someone working to protect wildlife, all kinds of good social activity. All kinds of people working to get kids off drugs, people working in inner cities trying to clean the place up and make it crime free, and so on. So just imagine, absolutely any kind of action, any kind of activity which results in general good for the public, all of these are high value investments. So the time that is spent, the energy that is spent, and by time I mean time and energy both, in all of these works, a teacher teaching in a school, a mother bringing up a child, all of these things are a man or a woman earning a halal income, going to work and to earn halal. So all of these things are high return investments. So this is the ROI, return on investment, is high. That's one way in which we spend our time. Second way we spend our time is in actions which are really, there's neither, it's dead time. It's neither beneficial, nor is it, harmful. So, I mean, like some people, they sleep 10 hours a day. So, all right. So, I mean, it's not the most useful way of spending time, but at least the person is not committing evil and so on and so forth. So, there is, just dead time. Then there is time which is, may Allah protect us from this, which is spent actually, not only is it low ROI, it is negative ROI, which means that you are going to, instead of incurring credit, you're going to incur debits. So that is all the time that is spent in all activities which are sinful. So any kind of sinful activities, it's actually earning for us, instead of earning good, it's earning harm. It's earning, it's not earning benefit, it's earning a debit. So that's the third way of spending time, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. There's a fourth part of this analysis, which is very important, which is to say, what alternatives did I have? So if I'm taking 1 hour, 1 hour from 9 to 10 in the morning, now I may have spent it in doing whatever I was doing. Now the thing to analyze and say, what else could I have done which would have given me a better investment, a better return? What else could I have done other than what I was doing? What else could I have done which could have given me a better return? And that is the analysis which is very, very important for us to do, because time we have is finite. It's everyone has the same 24 hours. The question is, what do you do with that particular time? And what options did you have? And did you exercise those options? Did you live thoughtfully or did you live by default? So if you spent your time in, even if you spent, not only did you, to say don't spend time in negative activities, obviously that's quite clear. Or even just dead time. I mean, don't sleep 10 hours a day. So that's fine. But I'm saying even activities that you spent your time in, which gave you a return, a positive return, maybe at that time there was an activity which would have given you a much higher positive return. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The best of deeds. They have created death and life in order to test you to see which one of you will do the best deed, which one of you will invest in the thing which gives you the highest ROI. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu once was in i'tikaf, and a man came to him and he said to him, "Oh, but you are in i'tikaf." So, and this was nafil i'tikaf. So Abdullah ibn Umar said, "So what's wrong with that?" He said, "No, nothing is wrong, but I came searching for you because I need you to intercede for me with one of my creditors, and he's giving me a lot of trouble. I am in financial trouble. I need you to talk to the man. I will pay him back. I just need a little bit of time. I need you to talk to him because he will listen to you. But now you are in i'tikaf and you can't come with me." So Abdullah ibn Umar said, "No, I will come with you." So he said, "Will you break your i'tikaf?" He said, "Yes, I will break my i'tikaf. I will come with you and I'll come back and make it up." So he said, "But why will you break your i'tikaf?" He said, "Because Rasulullah said, to help a brother in need is more valuable and worth more than nafil i'tikaf." So now here is a situation where the action that he is doing is a good action. I'tikaf is one of the best things that one can do with one's time, and to spend it in the masjid, in reflection, in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is better than that is to help a person in need. And that's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended to people. In one case, Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more reward for giving a loan to a person rather than giving him that money outright as a gift. So the Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, but a gift, we don't take it back. With a loan, we take the loan back. At some point, he has to pay it back. So why will Allah give more reward for something, for giving money which we take back, than for giving money which we don't take back?" So Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Your gifts and your charity, you do at your convenience. The loan you give to a brother when he needs it, when he is in need. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a higher reward for helping somebody in need than for charity which is done in your own good time." So again, looking at which is, both are good actions, but which is a better action. So that's why I think that analysis is something that is very important to do, to say that given that I have a certain time, I have certain assets, and given that I have several options of what to do with those assets, which option do I choose? And the sensible thing is to choose the option which gives you the highest return. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll talk about investment in terms of money. But today, let us stay with this issue of time, because all of us have time. And subhanAllah, there's this quote in English which is so familiar, which says time is money, but we don't treat time as if it is money. We treat time as if it has absolutely no value whatsoever. We are willing to waste it in all kinds of stupid activities which earn us absolutely no reward at all. No ROI, zero ROI or negative ROI. So I recommend that we sit down. This is a good time to reflect in Ramadan. Let us sit and reflect and say, what does my day look like? Make a timetable for your day. Those of you who have listened to the lecture on time management of mine, then you would have all those tools. If you haven't listened to the lecture, go listen to it. It's on our YouTube channel, which is YouTube/ Yavar Beg Associates. So go and look at that thing on time management. It has all the tools. But very simple tool is to just do a time log. A normal day, how do you spend it? From your wake up time to your sleep time, what exactly are you doing? Write down every half hour what were you doing, and then you analyze those time slots and you say, what else could I have done in that period of time, which would have been much more beneficial, which would have given me a much better ROI on my investment of time. And then you consciously choose to do those things and cut out the things that are either zero or they are actually negative. And obviously, you know, all of this, this is a hell of a lot of activities that we do in our lives which are either zero or they are negative in terms of the use of that time, in terms of how that time is being used beneficially and how that investment will earn reward for us, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. Because remember, we will have to account for every single second that we spent. Every single second that we spent, as long as we were breathing, we have to account for it. And therefore, let's ask ourselves, when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how am I going to account for this particular time? Finally, a good analysis also to do is to total up the hours. Because sometimes it seems as if by itself it looks like a small piece of time. But if you actually total up the total number of hours that you spent in that activity over a lifespan, then it comes out to a huge number, you know, and then that's really shocking. So that's why, and that shock is good, inshallah, it helps us to get our lives back on track. So for example, if you're watching television 1 hour, 1 hour a day, that's 365 hours per year. You know, now work that backwards and say 365 hours, because it is waking time, so don't divide it by 24, to get the days, divided by your waking hours. So if you are awake, say 14 hours a day, then you divide it by 14 to give you the number of days. And that's the number of days, and then you can make it into weeks and months and years as you wish. That is the number of days that you are spending sitting before the television watching some program. Now some people say, well, you know, I only watch Planet Earth or something, or I only watch you know, National Geographic, so I'm learning something. So to those people, I say, well, very nice. I'm glad you do that. So why don't you take a piece of paper and tell me last night's program, whichever it was, on National Geographic that you watched, what exactly did you learn? And if you can't write it down, what lesson you learned from that National Geographic program which you watched the previous night, then it tells you exactly how foolish that belief is, that you are actually learning something. So if you're really watching the program to learn something, then learn something. But otherwise, most of us just sit there vacantly watching it for the entertainment value of it. You know, just see nice pictures and so on, and that's it. So even though it's not, you are not doing something haram, you are not watching something which is prohibited, but it's dead time. It's really not earning any investment, not earning any return at all. So analyze all the time that you spend doing whatever it is that you're doing and say, what is the return that this time will give me? And accordingly, make your decisions, because on the Day of Judgment, may Allah protect us from that, we will cry tears of blood for every single minute that we lost, because that minute could be the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. That's as serious as it is. That 1 minute could be the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Just think about this. If at the time of your death, just to get you a sense of what is the real value of time, if this is not going to happen to anybody, I'm just giving you as an example. If at the time of your death, as you are dying, Malakul Maut comes to you and says, I am ready to return to you all the time that you spent watching World Cup. What will you pay me for it? All your life that you spend watching World Cup or One Day International Cricket or whatever tribute program you watch, you know, all the soap operas, I am willing to give you that time back. And you can extend your life by those many hours, days, years, whatever it was. If Malakul Maut comes and tells you and me that, what are you and I willing to pay in order to get that extension of life? Because if you get that extension of life, we can make tawbah, we can make amends, we can ensure that we go into Jannah. Without any problem, we can make sure that we go into Jannah, because I know that I've got so many hours more now, and I will turn around and I will redo my life, and I will ensure that I wipe out all my sins by making tawbah, by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I save myself from the hellfire. That's the true value of that time. And that time, at that time, when we are dying, believe me, there's not a single one of us who will not pay every single cent that he has in his pocket. Every single thing. He's willing to sell his whole life in order to get that 1 hour back, even if it is just 1 hour. And that 1 hour today, we have for free. Nobody is asking us to pay anything for it. It's absolutely free to do with as we wish. And that's the reason why it's very important to think about that and say, what am I doing with that time? And is that the best way of spending that time? وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.